In Parshas Kisavo, the Torah relates the brachos and klolos that were given to Bnei Yisrael on Har Gerizim and Har Eibal. And there's a list. Of 11 Arurs. And the last one is Arur Asher Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos. Cursed is the one who will not uphold the words of the Torah. So what does that mean? So Rashi gives one shot that the Torah here is including a general curse about the whole Torah. Kan Kalalos Kol Torah Kula. The Kibolein Ba'ul B'Shvua. Bnei Yisrael were mekabel on themselves a general Shavu, an oath, a curse also, that they'll keep the Torah. Okay. The Ramban quotes another pshat from the Yerushalmi that the Pasuk is referring to someone who does not do Hagba properly. Yakim means to lift up, to uphold, to lift. So it's a remez, cursed is the one that Hagba is not done properly. That's what the Ramban quotes. What's the pshat? So Rav Nevin Sal Shlita in his writing says the pshat is it's an idea of kavod haTorah. If someone picks up the Torah for Hagba and it's half slipping, it's almost falling down, he doesn't know how to do it, he's not really strong enough, so then that's a lack of kavod haTorah. Even if it doesn't fall, if it sort of falls, if it's close to falling, that's not kavod haTorah. The Torah should be held properly. That's what the Ramban says. And how Rav Nevinsal explains the pshat of the Yerushalmi. And Rav Nevinsal lives this idea in many ways. For example, sometimes people in the Beis Medrash, you have pencils and pens, and you'll leave your pencil on top of your sefer. So if Rav Nevinsal sees that there's a pencil or a pen on top of a sefer, he takes it off. He doesn't walk around the whole Beis Medrash, dude. When he walks to his seat in the Beis Medrash, if he walks by a pencil that's on a, because it's not covered at Torah, why should a pencil's on top of a sefer? Sometimes we have siyums in room 301 and we dance with Rav Nevinsal in a circle, and if he sees a pencil on the Gemara, he'll take it off. So some guys, they want to get the right type of video, so they'll plant the pencil on the Gemara to see, and then he takes it off, and then they get the picture of taking a pencil off the Gemara. Another example that Rav Nevinsal lives. Let's say you have a sefer that's on top of a table, and a third of the sefer is over the edge of the table. It's not falling off, because most of it's on the table, but a third is off the edge of the table. So if Rav Nevinsal sees that, he pushes it back onto the table. Because if something is a third of way off the table, although right now it's okay, but it's close to falling off, one little push by mistake, it'll fall off, and that's not kavod haTorah. That a sefer might fall off. A sefer should be in a strong, firm position. It shouldn't be halfway off the table. So that's a lack of kavod haTorah. And then Rav Nevinsal in his writing says something incredible. He says, "Es chata'ay ani maskir hayom." My sins I'm going to mention now. Rav Nevinsal Shlita, one of the Gedolei Hador, doesn't have too many. So what's he talking about? So he explains as follows. Another aspect of Kavod haTorah is to show that you appreciate the value of Torah. How? By writing down ideas that you hear. If somebody hears a new idea in Torah, write it down. Here's the mashal. Let's say you develop a new formula, a new patent for a new way to something on Twitter, and you're going to sell this formula for $10 million. That's a very important formula. What are you going to do with it? You're going to make 3 copies. You'll put one in a safe deposit box. You'll back it up on your computer. If something is valuable to you, then you make an effort to remember it and to store it and to write it down. So Rav Nevinsal says, if you hear a new idea of Torah is priceless, so you should write it down somewhere. This is a very good habit to get into. You hear something new? Write it down. Jot it down on your computer. And eventually you'll make a folder. You'll make a folder on your computer, and eventually you'll start having stored up many, many beautiful ideas of Torah. It's a very, very good idea. So Reb Nevenzahl writes, he says he went to Panovich, and he went to Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal Shirim. He took notes most of the time, and once in a while he didn't take notes. So those chidushim from those shiurim, he says he can never get back fully. And that's Chatai Nimaskir Ayom. Wow. That's Rav Nevenzahl. This is obviously a lesson for us. We have to value the preciousness of Torah, the beauty of Torah. And one way to express this is to write things down, show you how to remember things, take it seriously. And this is one additional angle on the Pasuk of Aruah Shel Yakim Estiria Torah.